And let's take a look at your triple team traffic with Ricky Meese.
Another accident to add to the mix on these wet roads. This is a rollover crash with injuries blocking a partial left lane of traffic. This is going to be eastbound I-215 South Belt just prior to 1900 East, causing some backups. Our other nasty accident due to the wet roads, a crash with injuries westbound I-80 at 2300 East. That has delays back to Foothill. Now, we've also had power out in Summit County, and that's been affecting the traffic lights along SR-224 and I-80 at Kimball Junction. Don't forget, southbound traffic I-15, heavy and slow in spots from South Salt Lake through Sandy. Lynn Thomas?
Thank you. As you take your voyage in the west side of things on I-215, the west belt, southbound, a little bit slow. Redwood Road down just to about 4100 south. And on the Bangor Highway and 5600 west, you'll see some spots of slower traffic from California down to the Kearns area. And then looking at a little bit of slow traffic heading over the point of the mountain right at SR-92 to Thanksgiving Point. Mark?
Well, fortunately, the rain, the little that we got up north, didn't really bog the streets down too horribly. You do have some delays for the south stretching downtown up to the north interchange, and it's fairly slow in between those two points. And then the Davis County delays are sort of normal right now, normal rush hour delays between Lagoon and Layton Hills Mall. Right now, Highway 89, it's got volume, but no major delays. I-84 up north, and the streets in Ogden are a little bit crowded as well. Well, more homeowners trust Any Hour Services for their electrical, plumbing, heating, and air conditioning needs than any other service company in Utah. AnyHourServices.com. Mark Jackson at the KSL Traffic Center.